Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so that they can reach their potential. I do this by interviewing Rochester business movers and shakers. Today I have on the show a great mover and shaker, a great entrepreneur. Her name is Jacqueline Malone. Jacqueline, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm very excited to have you on the show because we have kind of a history.
We do.
Right? So I want to say, and now that I'm in my 40s, I lose all sense of like real time. But I want to say at least 10 years ago that I read an article about you as a recent college grad in the Democrat Chronicle, front page of the business section with some other business partners. And you had started a brand new business that was going to be an online used college textbook business. Am I remembering all that correctly?
You are. Great memory. And it was 2005. So even with the timeline, you're pretty close.
All right. Not bad. So about 13 years, I guess, right? 12, 13 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So not too bad. But I remember reading the article thinking like, look at these great entrepreneurs. At the time, I had a magazine for high school students and we were supported by people that wanted to reach college-bound teenagers. And I said, hey, maybe these guys want a market advertise partner. Let me check them out. And so we kept in touch here and there over the years. Now, 13 years later, we're really connecting more and more. We had coffee a few months ago, and I formed a peer group for business owners. You join that. So I get to see you at least once a month. And now I have you on my show. So, you know, it's the power of reaching out. You never know how long it's going to go for, right?
You never know. I know. I love that story because it started off so long ago, right?
Yeah.
And to reconnect all those years later, and I can think of hundreds of stories like that with all of the people I've met along the way, right? And you just never know how those dots are going to connect.
You never know. And this is the power of an email and a phone call, right? And 13 years later, you are on the Avanti Entrepreneur Radio Show. Did you ever dream?
I didn't. I wasn't dreaming big enough.
There you go. I'm making your fish tank that much bigger, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
So, Jacqueline, I want to read your bio so the listeners can get a little bit more information about you and your journey. And then we're just going to talk about your path and what you're doing. And then I'm going to try to extract some great gems from your brain to help our listeners to learn and grow from you. How's that sound?
Wonderful.
All right. So Jacqueline Malone is a mindset and marketing mentor, speaker, and hostess of the All Up in Your Lady Business podcast. She teaches coaches, consultants, and service providers of all kinds how to know, love, and trust yourself so that you can create true to you personal brand and build a tribe that knows, loves, and trusts you back. When she's not helping entrepreneurs create their own version of success from the inside out, you can find Jacqueline spending time with her husband, Chris, and their two little ones, Eleanor and Marshall, or being lounged on by their fur child, Louie, most likely in a sea of naked Barbies and dismantled Lego sets. Jacqueline loves to connect on Instagram. She is at Jacqueline_Malone. Her Facebook group, which is called Marketing Plus Mindset for Personal Brands, and or at JacquelineMalone.com. Usually her favorite black toasted almond cup of joe from Dunkin' Donuts is in hand. And I want to make sure they have the spelling of your last name as well. It's M-E-L-L-O-N-E. And if you were back in the old country, they would say Malone, right?
Yes, they would. Yes, yeah. It's an Italian Malone, not an Irish Malone.
I like Italian Malones. All right. So, Jacqueline, give us the scoop. So last, you know, I say when we first connected, you were doing that business. That was your, I'm going to assume your first foray in the world of entrepreneurship. Maybe I'm wrong. But so where did you go from there? And just maybe give us the journey to where you got where you are today.
So that was my first journey into entrepreneurship and into the online business world as well. It was short-lived. We'll leave it at that. But I ended up getting bought out a little less than a year later. And I half-heartedly say I was a wantrepreneur for close to a decade. I had ended up working for several local entrepreneurs with big businesses, a lot of them online as well. And on the side, I always wanted to have my own thing. But I just was never able to get it off the ground. Always at that idea stage, the logo design, right? Spending way too much time on the things that don't actually matter. And, I ended up helping my dad start his real estate business and left for a little bit to be director of marketing and do some of those roles. And I came back to real estate. And being in the real estate, especially in Rochester, we have so many great local entrepreneurs. But I saw how much money it costs, right? So I always thought, oh, this is so inspiring seeing all these people build things and do things. But it always felt so far off to me. I saw the loans they were getting and the investments that they were making, and it just seemed like a bigger thing that would have to come later down the road for me. When I found podcasts, actually, that was my entry into, wow, you know what? I can do this. I can get this online education basically for free. To get started. And I learned so much. And that was the information that was able to, one, give me the confidence, but two, like the know-how to really get something going and get it off the ground, that it was possible without taking out a big loan or getting space or buying a building or any of these things that seemed really far off for me at the time.
That's fantastic. So I'm going to ask you some specific questions and tell me if I'm asking too much. So from your podcast specifically, is that a revenue generator?
It is. So not all podcasts are or want to be. That's an important point I guess I should make. But my podcast co-host and I, we met on the internet, and if we were a couple, I would say, we got married after the first date.
Nice.
It was a fast
Love at first
connection.
sight, huh?
I love at first sight, absolutely. She's in North Carolina, and we hopped on a phone call to talk about another opportunity, and then she was like, I think we should start a podcast together. And I maybe thought about it for 5 minutes and jumped right in. But we really complement each other well, and we just have natural chemistry. And from the start, we both wanted the podcast to be its own thing and for it to make money. So we had it going probably about 4 months until I started approaching sponsors for us.
That's fantastic. Yeah, so a lot of people are just creating content to maybe promote, market another business that they're kind of cross-selling into. A lot of podcasters are just learning. It's kind of their education. Finding great people to talk to and learn. But you're actually and like me, you found some sponsors for your podcast.
Yes. And, we've tried it both ways with having, right now we have a paid sponsor and an affiliate sponsor, but we've also experimented with actually creating ads for our own products and services and running those on air. But we actually don't see much of a difference whether we're actively promoting or just passively talking about what we're doing in our business. So it makes more sense to us to fill those sponsorship spots with actual sponsors. And then organically through our conversation, we talk about what we're doing and people join our communities and buy our products and services anyway.
Excellent. So, and who are your listeners and what are they looking for?
That is a great question. So our listeners tend to be solopreneurs, if you will. Many of them are like me and working out of their homes, their living rooms. They may have a virtual team to support them, but most of them are not in a brick and mortar business or working out of an office with dozens of employees or anything like that. So they really are craving both that connection with other entrepreneurs, as much as that business know-how of what should they be doing. And with our podcast, I call it edutainment. So it's actionable business and marketing strategy, but you also get the chit chat and us talking about our own businesses. We're very transparent and we banter a little bit too. So they get that feeling like they're in the room with us.
Love it, love it. Hey, Jacqueline, we are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. I'm here with Jacqueline Malone from many things along the way, but we're going to say right now she's from a great podcast called All Up in Your Lady Business. We'll be right back.
Open your mind with Free Talk Live. Listen weekdays from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on 1310 WOKR.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Please call 1-800-414-1305 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1305. 1-800-414-1305. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1305.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host. My guest today is Jacqueline Malone, who is a mindset marketing entrepreneur. She's a speaker, and she is the co-hostess of the All Up in Your Lady Business podcast, a great Rochester entrepreneur. Her family has been in entrepreneurship for years in real estate, and she continues the torch, carrying it in her own direction, and love that. So we're talking about who listens to your podcast, and they're people who call them solo entrepreneurs. Is that what you said? And they're kind of looking to find a small but powerful niche and just own it through different I'll say explorations of platforms.
Yes, a lot of them. We have product-based businesses that listen, but also service providers, coaches, consultants, people looking to build online communities, a whole spectrum there.
That's great. So now you also have a separate business where you work directly with people, right?
Yes.
So tell us about that business.
All right. Well, it's evolved a lot over the last 2.5 years. But what I learned from building a personal brand by accident was that whether you want to have a personal brand or not, you're going to have one. And if you're able to acknowledge that and be intentional about the personal brand that you're building, you never have to sell yourself again. And that's been the magic of what I've done to build my business. And that's what I help other people tap into now too. So I help them really create that personal brand so they can become the go-to person in their niche. And that's both the marketing and strategic side of getting known, but also the mindset. Because with a personal brand, there's all this emotion and vulnerability that comes into play. And we can't leave that out of the equation when we're really looking to get known in our industry.
I love that. So yeah, it just seems like, so I do coaching, right? And I have, frankly, a lot of people just starting out as solo entrepreneurs, and they maybe they're a mom, you know, maybe there's a specific niche they're trying to cover, plant-based meditation. They're trying to find a as you call it, a tribe to influence. So, you know, they're creating videos. Maybe they're going on Facebook Live a few times a week, trying to create some value and some content. And usually it's something they're going through on their own. There's something that they're, you know, becoming someone who's meditating quite often, someone who has successfully adopted a plant-based diet, a new young mother who's navigating the journey of that experience and trying to lead a well-balanced life. And trying to create some content and value for other people too. And you know, listen, the best student is always the teacher. So they're doing it for personal reasons as well, which is a great thing. They want to continue learning too. But I find some of these people, they have a hard time monetizing it, right? They're going on Facebook Live, they're creating content, but they're having a tough time saying, you know, darn it, how do I make money with this? I've got all these great experiences. I truly, sincerely, authentically want to help people. I've got great content because I'm going through it. And I don't have all the answers, but we're getting people to talk about it, which is great. Step one is creating great content. Without giving away, you know, your secret sauce, we'll say, Jacqueline, what's some advice for some of these people to say, all right, I got to learn how to monetize this business?
Absolutely. And so the interesting thing is, one, I just want to commend them for putting themselves out there. That's such a big first step. And I find people are either in that camp where they're really focused on, okay, I have this personal brand or brand that I'm building, right? Or they're head down hustling and they have business coming in, but they don't have a brand around it, or they don't know how to tie it in with their own personal brand. So usually people have one going or the other, and they come to me to help them bring the two together, right? So with your clients especially, who are already putting themselves out there, and it sounds like they're building a following. It's just they're not monetizing the following, right?
Yep.
And that really just comes down to listening. So we want to position ourselves as the expert, but the real magic is when you put the power back into your tribe and say, you know what, they're the expert of their problem, right?
Yeah.
So how do we really listen and see what are those pain points? What are they really struggling with? And how can I help them solve it? And that right there is the fastest path to monetization, is just to listen. When I first started my business, I was only on Instagram. I didn't have a website. I actually had nothing to sell. it was really just an idea. And I took it to Instagram to see, I think there's a market for this. Let me start a conversation, right? And I really just focused on growing the Instagram following. I was able to do that very quickly. And within a few months, build that up to about 6,000 followers at the time, and really just listened. And what were they struggling with? And what I noticed at the time is that, because being solo entrepreneurs, right, they were craving community. And so the first product that I ever launched was a membership that was really focused on not courses, but community, and bringing people together and doing masterminds and accountability partners and things like that. I never would have known that before I started that account. I eventually built a community, right, for solopreneurs. At the time, I still had a job. I didn't even have a business yet. I wasn't even a solopreneur yet, right?
Right.
But by being part of the community and listening and not putting myself on this pedestal of I'm the expert, I have all the answers, but really listening, that's usually where you can find how you can help them the most. And where you can help them the most is where you can make the most money.
That's great. So are you seeing some of these people, I love what you said about just listening. And then are they taking that to the path of monetization through things like you're doing, like coaching other people to do what they're doing, or creating a community that they pay for, finding sponsorships for the community? Is it kind of a mix of ideas on how to monetize the content that they're creating?
Sure. So, and as you said in my bio, right, I like to look at it as two sides of the same coin. There's building the know, love, and trust with yourself and getting to know what makes you so great. What are your superpowers? And really building that confidence and connection with yourself. And then also building that know, love, and trust with your tribe, which is going to help them get to know you and eventually buy from you. And so marrying the two together is where the magic happens. So first we figure out, okay, this is what they're struggling with. This is how you can help them. And then what is what you do best, right? I love working one-on-one with clients. I gather that you enjoy that same thing, right, as the coach.
Absolutely. I just love people. Love people.
I love people. Not all people love people, right? So some people would rather create a course and not be working one-on-one. So really figuring out, what do you like to do? What comes easiest to you? How do you teach the best or coach the best? And marrying that with solving the problem. So it could be creating online courses or programs. It could be one-on-one coaching or group coaching. It could be through sponsorships. It could be through affiliates. Actually, affiliate is, I don't consciously think of it as I'm building it in a business that sells affiliate products, but it's actually a very large portion of my revenue is selling other people's programs to my audience that I've enjoyed and benefited from, and sharing that opportunity with them.
That's
so
great.
It could be a whole host of different things like this. It could be if they're an influencer, right? It could be sponsorships or sponsored posts through their blog or that type of thing. There's so many different creative ways you can make money. I actually just launched a membership that the idea came because it's a call. That's a structure of a call that I offer with my group coaching clients. And I pulled it out of the group program and sold it as a membership on its own, where it's just 3 half-hour calls a month, where I give them about 5 to 10 minutes of instruction, and then we hit the mute button and we implement together for 20 minutes.
Wow. Very cool. It's kind of a Jacqueline original, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's called the Imperfect Leap Sessions, and it's about taking intentional strategic action. And it's just 3 half-hour calls a month.
Wow.
So, and that's just something I created, right? So really going to see what do people like? What do they respond to? I saw that the women in my group coaching program were loving these calls, and I wanted to make that available outside of a package that's thousands of dollars, right?
I think you got to get that trademark, Jacqueline.
I already put the little TM.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, but yes, I need to start some action there.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, where did, you know, this world, you know, the social media world, the podcasting world, things that you're coaching on, they're changing day by day. And I'm wondering, how do you stay sharp? How do you stay on the cutting edge so that you can be the best you can be for your listeners and your clients?
You know, this was a really big mindset shift that I had to make, but coming out of the traditional business world, let's say, and I'm curious, you know, I'm working from home, so I don't know how people are working in offices these days, right?
They're talking, they're chit-chatting.
Right? But it always felt like, you know, and I've been at jobs before too, where they were timing how much time you were on the phone and things like that. And so coming out of environments and work ethics where it was like hustle, 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 that was my default when I started my own business. And what I learned is, in order for me to be the most creative, in order for me to be able to show up the best that I can for my tribe and for my clients and really for myself and my family too, yeah, I need to have a lot of white space in my day. And I need to let go of the guilt that comes with it. So I spend, you know, I wake up early in the morning and I have my own morning routine, but I spend a lot of time meditating. I have a gratitude practice. I journal. And I have a lot of time that doesn't really look productive to the normal world, right? But taking that time for me and having that space in my day actually helps me get things done way faster. Because I could sit there in front of my computer with a, you know, a blinking cursor, right? And a blank screen wanting to type something. But if I don't have that time for the inspiration for what I'm actually going to write about, it's going to take twice as long to write that email or that blog post.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just, you know, probably growing up watching your dad, right, in business, go, go, go. You know, he probably didn't take time to journal and have gratitude and meditate, right?
At least I never saw it.
Yeah, I mean, you laugh at the idea, right? And our dads didn't do that. Our dad, you know, that wasn't part of it. But we're doing different things these days. And I don't know if our dads, you know, maybe your daddy has his own business. My dad worked for Kodak. And I think that generation, they probably didn't think about every day like, I really want to enjoy what I do. Now that's, I'm going to go. I got to make a living and I'm to go, go, go. But I think our generations are more of like, I want to enjoy the journey. I really want to make a difference in my life and in other people's life. And I know that the better I can make myself, the better I'll be for other people and I'll be able to impact, you know, at a greater magnitude. So I'm with you. I mean, I have a morning routine. I, you know, get up pretty early, pray, meditate, work out, read. And then, you know, during the day, if I can find 5 minutes to just look out the window, breathe deep, maybe meditate again, give thanks for some great blessings in my life. It really, you know, it creates more energy in me and I become a better Dave Amano. And I'm feeling that from you as well.
It absolutely does. And, you know, my dad may have been ahead of his time. He has so much passion for what he does. And that's actually what drove me to one, work with him, right? Because he loves what he does so much, you think that it's going to be contagious. Like, well, if I'm just around him all the time, I'm going to have the same love for real estate, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't work like that. But seeing how he wakes up and just can't wait to get to work, or when we worked together, you know, he'd want to talk about business in the evenings or on the weekends, and I'd be like, oh, I don't want to talk about this. Now, anytime, day or night, if someone wants to talk about business, call me up.
Yeah,
I don't get sick of it, right? But it took me finding what my thing was and really modeling it after my dad and not knowing that it didn't have to be the same thing that was the same passion for him, right?
Yep, absolutely. Well, yeah, so you both have passion. It's just different things.
Exactly.
Yeah. So your podcast comes out once a week?
Twice a week. We do Mondays and Thursdays.
Look at you go.
Yeah, we theme our months. So every month we have a theme, and that gives us a great container to just dive deep within that. So one month we did sales. This month we're actually doing systems. And then we can tackle it from all different angles. We'll bring on a guest expert to interview. We'll bring on listeners, actually, and do on-air coaching calls. And a lot of the times it's just Jessica and I chit-chatting together and talking about the topic and asking different questions that our listeners are probably thinking.
That's fantastic. I have a suggestion for your topic next month. I'm thinking you should do sexy Italian men from Rochester, and I'll make I'll make myself available for you, okay?
I'll have to sleep on that one.
All right. I know it's a lot to think about. It might, if you want to double your you know, listenership, I mean, that might do it. So you let me know. I'm ready for you.
Noted.
Bringing back the cough. All right, there we go. So, Jacqueline, I want to learn more about, you told me about some of your habits, which is fantastic. Tell me about your typical day. Is there a typical day that where you are just at massive productivity?
So my days do not, you know what? I have a weekly rhythm, I'll say. No 2 days look the same, but I do have a good rhythm going. Now, I like to say I juggle, right? So I have two little ones. My daughter's almost 5 and my son's 1.5 years. And I don't have full-time childcare. So I have 26 hours of childcare. So I really work to try to maximize that the most I can without putting myself into that head down hustle mode, right? And then I get creative with picking up some extra hours where I need to, but the whole point is that I don't have to just be working all the time, right?
Yep.
So I really try to find ways where I can theme my day. Where there's, you know, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I am on the phone for most of the day. Those are my client calls, my group coaching calls. If I'm doing any interviews, podcast interviews, all of those things happen on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then Monday and Wednesday morning, I'm home with my son. And those afternoons are more of my creative and creation time, where if I need to do any writing, catch up on email or anything like that. But I have a virtual team that I really lean on heavily to support me with a lot of the customer and client service, the tech, and really just overall management of things to help so I can show up and really do the things that I do best and not necessarily the things that I don't do best, which would be admin work. So Monday and Wednesday afternoons are more of my creative days. And then I'm home on Fridays.
I love your themes. I love the fact that you theme a day because it's just got to help with your focus for sure. Hey, Jacqueline, we are going to take another quick break and we'll be right back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am here with Jacqueline Malone from All Up in Your Lady Business Podcast. We'll be right back.
Join Fox News' Brian Kilmeade weekdays from 9 to noon on 1310 WOKR.
Are you tired of paying high prices for TV channels you don't watch? Of course you are. You want to watch and pay for the channels you like. Now you can take back control of your TV with Dish's FlexPack. Get over 50 of America's favorite channels for just $39.99 per month, and then add the channel packs that you want. And your TV price won't go up for 2 years, guaranteed. Plus, when you call today, you'll get free standard installation in up to 6 rooms and a free HD DVR upgrade. Need more channels? Dish offers loaded channel lineups from $54.99 per month, featuring over 190 channels, and HBO is included for a full year. And for a limited time, GoDish will give you a $100 prepaid Visa card when you sign up and mention offer code GIFT100. Call now, 800-518-8624, 800-518-8624, 800-518-8624.
Packages, prices, and promotions subject to change. Gift card courtesy of GoDish.com. Call for details.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou. Big Blue will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou. Lou is one of you, and make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou is like you. He's on meds, too.
Call 800-298-0139, 800-298-0139, 800-298-0139. Again, that's 800-298-0139.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
A radio station that educates and inspires. 1310 WOKR.
Hello and welcome back to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am helping business leaders, achievers, owners, just anybody that wants to grow and move forward. That's what Avanti means. We try to help people move forward with their dreams. And I do that by interviewing some really cool, local, inspiring leaders and entrepreneurs. Today, if you're just tuning in, I have on the show a great young woman, Jacqueline Malone. She is calls herself a mindset and marketing mentor and a speaker, and she is the co-hostess of the All Up in Your Lady Business podcast. And it's on Mondays, new episodes released Mondays and Thursdays, iTunes, I imagine, Stitcher, everywhere else you can imagine you get a podcast. Is that where it is, Jacqueline?
It is. And you can always go to our website as well and listen from there.
And you go to the website, which your website is JacquelineMalone.com.
Yes, and I link to the podcast from there.
Beautiful. Once again, folks, so Jacqueline has two unique spellings for her name. So Jacqueline is J-A-C-L-Y-N, and Malone is M-E-L-L-O-N-E, Malone. So, and actually, anybody that ever wants to reach Jacqueline, I've been friends with her for 13 years now. Excuse me, we determined. Always send me an email, david@davidmamano.com. I'm sure she'd be happy for me to connect. So Jacqueline is helping people, not only with her podcast, she's helping also people that are starting kind of the solo entrepreneur business that want to, you know, become, you know, an influencer, a thought leader, create an impact with whatever they're passionate about. And that seems to be one of your specialties, helping people not only stay true to themselves so that they could create the content that makes a difference and, like I said, an impact, but also learning how to monetize it. So it's just not a hobby. It actually becomes a business. And love what you're doing, because I think as the world changes, there's going to be more and more people that are, you know, kind of want to be these mini, I'll say, journalists, right? Or just create this great content because they are going through it and they're trying to create a community that's not only going to help other people, but themselves, which why it makes it great because they're trying to learn as well. So love what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, you know what? People want to buy from people. And that's the trend we're seeing now. So even if, you know, I have, so some of my clients are starting out or you know, really looking to up-level their existing solopreneur business. But other of my clients have an established business, but they realize the benefit of building a personal brand to help them grow that business. They want to grow the thought leader side of the brand to help grow the other brand and how the two work together. So that's been something really fun to explore with them. And it makes such a big difference because people want to buy from people. So just having a brand that your company is hiding behind and that doesn't stand out from the crowd isn't going to have the same results that maybe you could 5 years ago.
Absolutely. So, Jacqueline, we reconnected about 3 months ago. We had coffee at Panera, which was very nice. And then I ended up putting something on LinkedIn, and it was from a conversation I had with another young woman who was a business owner. And so she had some questions about her business, and I was able to answer them. And then she was like, "Oh, Dave, you're so smart." And I was like, "No, I'm not. I made that mistake already, so I could help you." And so she said, "I wish there was a place I could go where I could just ask people questions as I grow." And I said, "Well, there's Vistage, there's EO, there's YPO, there's groups." And she said, "Dave, I'm just starting out. I don't have that kind of money." And I said, "All right, well, I'll go on LinkedIn and I'll see if there's a way that, if there's a need, I guess, for people who need kind of a Southwest Airlines version of Vistage, if you will." And so, you know, I mean, I put it out on, and over 90 people said, "Dave, I'm interested." And, you know, phone calls and emails and coffee meetings later, you know, 40 plus people have signed up. We have a group. You reached out. And so we've had two meetings. We have another one coming up this month. And we've really created this incredible, I'll say magical, collection of Rochester, you know, business leaders looking to grow and learn. So my question for you is, what made you say, you know, "Dave, I need a group like that"? Because you joined pretty early on, and I would love to know what's going through your mind, because I think it's great that you don't want to go at this alone. So what made you think of joining a group like this?
Absolutely. And I'm so glad you asked me this too, because I think it's an important point to hit on. So just quick background, I started this business about 2.5 years ago from home. Soon after starting the business, I found out I was pregnant. And between a rough pregnancy and then being home with a newborn, I really didn't leave the house much, right? So I'll say, right now, even to this day, I don't have any clients that live in Rochester. I have one that lives in Buffalo, but all of my clients are all over the world. I do have members of my community that are locally, but my business is all based online. And I really had secluded myself and pulled myself out of the local, you know, networking and relationship building community for the last couple of years as I was building this business. And now that I do have childcare, and now that I've been, you know, I ended up going to an event in San Diego in April, and I came back with just this rush of creativity and excitement and couldn't wait to pour it all into my business. And I'm like, you know, I don't have to fly across the country to have that feeling, right? So before you had put that out there, I was already thinking of how can I now start connecting with more local entrepreneurs. I miss that human connection, right? I work from home. I talk to people all day long, but you know, there's no hugs.
Yep.
And you know, no one to clink a glass with or anything like that. So I really was craving that local connection with other entrepreneurs. And when you put that out there, I'm like, this is perfect. And I love that I'm actually in a couple other masterminds, but it's more niche, right? Where we all have similar businesses and doing business online and things like that. So I love that the diversity of the group and the wealth of experience and insight that comes from that. It's such a great, I mean, right off the bat, I felt like it was just a close-knit community. I don't know, right off the bat, it felt like everyone just felt warm and friendly and open to share. So it was just what I was looking for, really.
Oh, I'm so happy you did. And you're a great addition. And you're right. There's no focus on business. It's just business leaders. So we have people from all different industries. We have two dentists in the group, which I love, right? We have someone who, you know, is a company in Avon that makes chemicals and science kits for high schools. So it's just a wide variety, because we all can learn from everybody, whatever your business, you know, the dentist is not in my woods and I'm not in her woods. And so I can offer that dentist something that she's like, "Oh, wow, I never even thought of that." And I can say, "Yeah, because I'm not in your industry. That's why."
Yeah, I think that's where innovation comes from, right? So,
yeah, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Brilliant, David.
Well, thank you. I'll give you 5 minutes to stop. Just kidding. So I want to know, let's pretend that you have met a brand new young buck business owner. And she is ready and eager to grow. And it's, let's say it's approaching Christmas time. And you said, "You know what? I'm going to give her a book or two that is going to help her with her journey." What are those books going to be?
All right. Well, I'm not sure what kind of language we're allowed to use.
Well, podcast. It is on the radio, so we got to let's go PG. How's that sound?
So, well, there's a Oh, so Jen Sincero is one of my favorite authors, and I'm big into audiobooks. Mm-hmm. It's easier for me to fit into my day. Plus, I find, especially with an author like Jen Sincero, who has such a great voice that's really motivating and encouraging, just having her in my ear tends to light me up. And that's what I love about podcasts and radio as well, right?
Yeah.
So she has a book called You Are a Bad Bleep.
Okay. You Are a Bad Bleep.
and then she has another one called You Are a Bad Bleep at Making Money. And they're both great. And I love the money one because so many of us just have stuff around money, right? So digging into that and really figuring out where it comes from and not letting us hold us back from where we want to go. And that's so much of what I work with my clients on is how are we holding ourselves back that we don't even realize? Limiting beliefs don't feel like limiting beliefs. They just feel like facts. So when you listen to something like that just forces you to think and question, you know, why do you do things a certain way? Why do you look at the world a certain way? It opens up so much opportunity.
I love it. Can we say the bleep word starts with an A?
Yes.
Okay. All right. There we go.
Are we allowed to say that on the radio? I'm just going to go with no, but I wasn't sure.
No, we can say it's a synonym for a donkey. How's that sound?
There we go.
All right. See, we worked it. We worked it out. A little workaround.
Creative, yes.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. So, Jacqueline, before we go, we have a few minutes left here. Let's say that someone comes to you and she or he is 25, passionate about a certain subject, and they want to start. They want to start creating a movement, making an impact, whether that's a blog, a video, book, speaking, Facebook Live twice a week, whatever platform they choose, they want to create some content and they want to get the ball rolling. And you just happen to meet them and they say, yeah, you know, Jacqueline, I need some help. What are you going to tell them? And they're just starting out. What are you going to give them like an action plan for the first 6 months?
So a couple quick tips to really get them started. I would say the first, which is a nod for Gary Vaynerchuk. And he says this and recommends it. And I swear by it as well. A lot of the times what will stop them is feeling like that they need to be the most experty expert, right? And this pressure of everything that they say has to be perfect and brilliant and all this stuff. And the best thing you can really do when building a following is to document. So to take that pressure off of all the expertiness and teaching and really just document what you're doing. Take people behind the scenes and really in a very authentic, real way. Sometimes authentic is a little bit overused, but just being real and transparent and documenting what you're doing is just fascinating to watch and really brings people along for the journey with you. And that's where you create that true connection. The other thing, and this is something that I did in the beginning that allowed me to get fast traction and still works to this day. And that's, don't feel like you need to be everywhere, right? A lot of times people spread themselves too thin and they're just piled under a mountain of content that they can't keep up with, and they're not getting traction really in anywhere. So to really focus on one social media platform, you know, if you have a blog, if you have a podcast, okay, focus on like one place where you're going to promote that. But even if you don't have those things, remember in the beginning, I didn't even have a website. I just had Instagram. When you just focus on one social platform, you're able to really, one, understand it better, faster, because you're only focusing on it, and you're able to build that community there a lot faster. And just be open to opportunity. It's not always going to come from where you expect. And in the beginning, expect to pivot fast, because a lot of times we set out to do one thing and we get brought on another path. Don't be so held down to the way it has to happen, but really be open to those opportunities as they come.
It's all about focus, right? Just focus, focus,
absolutely,
focus.
Yep. Yes.
Well, congratulations. You are doing wonderful. Your voice is, you know, people say I have a great face for podcasting. Ha ha ha. You really have a great voice for podcasting. It's very soothing, authoritative. So very, very excited for you and your success. And Jacqueline, just give us a scoop again. People want to learn more about you, find out what you're doing. How do they get in touch with you? And once again, tell us all the avenues of how they could listen and learn more about what you're doing.
So many. Well, if you want me to go for a run with you or wash your dishes with you, you know, definitely tune into the podcast. And that's allupinyourladybusiness.com. And outside of that, I have a Facebook group called Marketing and Mindset for Personal Brands. And a lot of conversation goes in there. I'm really able to give people feedback on what they're doing. I love that the community shares like the behind the scenes of what it really takes to build a personal brand. And I share a lot of great content in there too. So that's a great place to hang out. I've been having a lot of fun on Instagram lately with stories too. So if you want to see the behind the scenes of me and my business and the juggle, definitely follow me at Jacqueline_Malone. And feel free to, you know, send me a Facebook PM or email me. I'm very accessible. And that's part of what I think is the advantage, right? Is just really being tapped into to people out there that are wanting to do these things too, and all of the connection and collaboration and opportunities that spawn from that.
Fantastic. And the big mother website here, the mothership is JacquelineMalone.com, JacquelineMalone, JacquelineMalone.com.
And if that's the one I even forget to mention, right? Because I feel so more disconnected there. Everywhere else, I feel a little bit more connected.
I'm here for you. I'm here to just pick up that last piece for you. But David, Instagram is where it's at. And I got to pick up Instagram. I have it. I check it like once a month. Shame on me. And maybe it's because I'm 49 and you're 28 or wherever you are. So I'm
I'm almost 35.
Oh, so my goodness. Yeah, you look good.
I'm catching up.
You look
but
good.
You know you what look... I would say? You don't necessarily have to be on it, right? If your people aren't on it or if it's not something you enjoy, they're going to feel that. So I don't think everyone needs to be on Instagram.
That's true. I need to be authentic.
Yes.
Very good. Jacqueline Malone, thank you so much. Completely appreciate your time and your expertise, and I wish you massive continued success.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks everyone for listening to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. Appreciate my listeners. Love my listeners. Share the love. Do what you got to do on Facebook to promote the show. And last but not least, if you or someone that you know would like to be considered to be a guest on my show, always looking for great entrepreneurs, movers and shakers, thought leaders, people making an impact, throw me an email, david@davidmamano.com. And Mamano is spelled M-A-M-M-A-N-O. Make sure to check us out on the web at davidmamano.com. Make it a great day and stay awesome.
A talk radio alternative, 1310 WOKR.
Tired of paying.